This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Global trade is complicated. We are just going to stipulate that. Competing interests, who finds a market for what and where, and then sells it to whom at what price, it gets messy in a hurry. That, long story made very short, is what got us the World Trade Organization, the generally recognized arbiter of what's fair in world trade. Until December the 10th, that is. After next Tuesday, one of the most critical parts of the WTO is going to stop working. The appellate body, it's called. You can think of it as a Supreme Court of trade. It's effectively going to be no more. The Trump administration has blocked appointment of any new judges to the appellate body. And yes, the United States and any other member do have veto power. So after the 10th, when two judges' terms expire, there won't be enough of them left to keep it running. Marketplace's Bree Benishore explains why all of this matters.
The U.S. is basically about to starve the World Trade Organization's highest body to death.
It's a crisis not only of dispute settlement, but it is effectively an existential crisis for the WTO itself.
Jeff Schott is a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics. The appellate body is the highest trade court on the planet. It's where cases from lower down in the WTO are appealed. Once it is out of the picture, there will be no final say when one country sues another. Cases can be kept in legal limbo, frozen in time.
That will have a corrosive effect on the WTO as an institution.
Without a court to settle things, countries who don't like lower court rulings will just end up fighting it out through trade wars or bare-knuckled negotiation. And Schott says not only will the WTO stop being a place for countries to settle disputes, it won't really make sense for countries to go to the WTO for other things, like negotiating new agreements on how to deal with modern issues like digital trade or labor rights. Rachel Brewster is a law professor at Duke.
So it basically really undermines the idea in the WTO that it is a rule of law system. Because no longer will there be a way to determine what the law is and how it should be applied to a certain case, at least not in a binding way.
So why is the Trump administration doing this? On one level, the U.S. is mad over administrative issues. It takes too long for cases to be decided. Certain procedures aren't always followed at the WTO. But ultimately, it comes down to sovereignty. Jennifer Hillman is a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations and used to serve on the WTO appellate body.
The United States' basic complaint is that the WTO appellate body is not supposed to be able to take away rights that the United States had when the WTO agreements were put together in 1995.
The U.S. loses about half the cases it's involved in. In some of those cases, according to the U.S., the appellate body infringed on rights the U.S. says it never agreed to give up. In particular, the WTO has at times tried to limit how the U.S. punishes countries it accuses of dumping cheap products into its markets.
A lot of the rest of the world looks on this and thinks, well, it's just the United States having sour grapes.
Previous administrations have had similar objections, and some allies have expressed sympathy with some U.S. procedural concerns. But none have taken it as far as the Trump administration in terms of crippling the WTO's ability to function. And there's a reason for that, says Hillman.
There's no question that some of this is driven by the fact that I think the Trump administration believes that the United States is better off under a power-based system.
That is to say, the U.S. is the largest consumer market in the world. It's better off, the rationale goes, using its might to get what it wants rather than being subject to an international institution. Basically, to go back to the world before the WTO existed. That idea is a mistake, says Jeffrey Schott at the Peterson Institute.
That system failed. Disputes that involved big powers like the United States and the European Union couldn't be resolved.
The administration has already started to conduct some trade policy outside of the WTO system, the trade war with China, for example. According to the Tax Foundation, the OECD, and the IMF, that's dragged down economic growth estimates for the U.S., China, and the entire global economy. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.